I've come home to Stafford from Warwick University, where Gordon Brown launched Labour's general election campaign, and I am enthused. I do think Labour can win the next general election. I've heard Gordon and some of his senior ministers remind us of some of the good things a Labour government has done over the last 13 years, like the minimum wage, the tax credits that have helped so many people in work, and the strong public services in education, health and policing. And even in the recession that has hit our country and countries all around the world, the forecasts that were made of the numbers of people who would lose their jobs and lose their homes have proved too high, because a Labour government took strong action to protect people from the worst ravages of the recession. And what Gordon is saying today is that those same values that have guided Labour through government in the last 13 years would guide Labour in government in the future too. And I believe people looking forward want to see a government that will control and regulate the financial services sector so that they can only operate in the interests of society, not in their own interests. And alongside that, what I think this has taught everyone is that that thinking in this country in the 1980s, that we could manage without manufacturing and farming because they could be done in parts of the world where labour costs are low and we could survive on services alone, that thinking has run its course, or even was wrong. And people want a more balanced economy where we make things for ourselves, we grow food for ourselves, and of course we have the services that go with that. And I believe it's a Labour government with the values of fairness and opportunity for all that would be best placed to have politicians in government who would roll up their sleeves and make those things happen. So Gordon was right to say that we would secure the recovery if we were the next government of this country. We would not put the recovery at risk, and that we would concentrate on creating the new jobs in the new industries that this country will need. And alongside that, we will have to repay the borrowings that we had to take out during the recession for that protection, but we would also protect the frontline public services from cuts in spending. And all of this would be done, as we said in 1997, with the interests of the many, not the few, at the forefront of our governing. So I was pleased today when we unveiled this new slogan for the election, A Future Fair for All, that we are reminding people that we are optimists about the future, that we insist on being fair for everyone, and that we want to govern in the interests of the country as a whole. And I took two young people to the launch today from Stafford, James and Heather, and I'm reassured that I am right about this, that they came away enthused as well, and they believe that Labour does have the energy and the optimism and the values to lead our country out of the recession and place us on a better footing for the future.